Bank of Cardiff.
My name is Tanner Morgan. I received a offer code in the mail from one of you. It looks like an unsecured loan or something.
Okay, let me see here. It looks like you had requested information online as well.
I just did it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got some time here. I don't know how busy I'm going to be the rest of the week, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Let me pull your information up really quick.
Okay.
Okay. And let me see here. This is for TM Co. Is it LLC?
Yeah, it's TM Companies is what it is. LLC.
Okay. And you're spelled the 1930 Highway 33 address. Is it Pelham?
Yes. But I believe you guys had Suite C. I'm actually Suite D as in dog.
Oh, Suite D.
I changed suites. I needed to get a bigger office about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And what does your business do?
We're a property management business.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And how long have you had the business?
Since October of 2011, so I guess 5 years this October.
Okay, great. And how is everything going right now?
It's going pretty good. The problem I'm in right now is I'm trying to consolidate. I had two working capital, not working capital loans, but merchant cash advances, I guess you could say. One with OnDeck and one with Swift. And I'd love to consolidate those into a longer-term loan. Both of those were 12 months only.
12 months, okay.
And they deduct them weekly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of put them in a little bit of a bind.
Yeah. Now, what is the balance? What are the balances on those two loans?
The OnDeck, I checked it earlier this morning. It's like $39,115.
Okay.
And then Swift is $74,000 and change. I think it's like $74,500.
Okay. And then when did you take these loans out originally?
I've been with OnDeck now for about 3 years. They just keep renewing me year over year. So I guess it's been 3 years. But the most recent one that I took out with OnDeck, I guess, was last December.
Okay. But do you remember what the original loan amount was or what you took out
in December? It was $75,000.
Oh, okay.
It was $75,000.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Gross revenue was $76,000, a little over $76,000, according to my tax returns. Now, my bank statements are going to show a lot more than that.
Okay. And what are you on track to do this year?
Right now, in revenue, I'm doing a little over $12,000 a month, so probably 150 range.
Okay. And OnDeck gave you, they gave this particular business the loan for $75,000?
$75,000, yep.
Okay. Seems a little bit higher than what they usually lend.
Well, keep in mind, I've been with them three different times, and I made payments on time every single, payment.
Right.
So
yeah.
The first loan they gave me was not $75,000. It was like $20,000, something like that.
Oh, wow. They really increased it.
Yeah, they increased it.
Okay.
A bunch. And same way with Swift. The Swift one was originally 75, or Swift, this past one was 75, and then the first time they gave me $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have increased it twice too, I believe. Yeah,
oh, wow.
This is my third one with Swift as well.
Okay. Well, the way that we work is we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of your gross revenue for a new client, and to pay off existing loans, you would have to net 50% of those funds, which means we would have to give you a loan for $300,000. But we can only lend 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue, which only brings up to $15,000, maybe $20,000. So we're really far off. We're not even close in terms of being able to pay those balances off. So, and I kind of see that across the board with a lot of other companies too. So maybe, I don't know if they can extend the terms out for you, you know, just to make it a little bit more comfortable. See if they can help you out with that.
Yeah, I'll ask them. And I haven't gone to my bank yet either. You know, they talked to me last year about doing a business loan with them, but gosh, it just takes forever.
It does, yeah.
You know, so, well, okay then. What kind of documentation do y'all require?
For the unsecured capital program, we just look at a few months' bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most recent. If you went off the most recent tax return, it's going to be about $76,000, a little over $76,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if you went off with the statements now, it'd be over $100,000. But we kind of moved some stuff around there.
Yeah, we look at both, but just a little bit harder when we have to pay off other loans, because then we have to give you a higher loan amount to pay that off. So it makes it sometimes a little bit more challenging. So
okay, well, I'll just touch base with my bank, and if all else fails, I'll just have to pay them. I mean, they're only 12-month terms. I only got about 5 months left on deck. I can just sweat it out.
Yeah.
And all the others did. So
if you end up paying those off, we can touch base with you a few months down the road. We have terms that go out to 2 years, sometimes 3 years. So.
Okay.
If you decide you want to do something, but you don't want a different type of structure.
Yeah, because I'm going to do the whole year thing again, like the 12-month, you know, turns, because,
you
know, they sound great, you know, when they're explaining it to you, and then, you know, once you start making the payment, you know, and you're, I mean, the on-deck one is $1,600 a week. You know, I make weekly payments to them.
Yeah.
And that starts adding up. So, so I'm not going to do the whole 12-month term again. So, yeah, I'll give you guys a call once I pay it off if I'm still looking for something at that time.
Perfect. That sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.